449 right now on WDEV, AM and FM, WDEVradio.com. Let's talk with our friend Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber, Vermont's most complete locally owned home center with locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber. They're online at sticksandstuff.com, Rouse's Point, New York as well. Kyle, happy Monday. How are you?
Happy Monday. We're doing good. We're soaking up the sunshine. I think I might be partially solar powered because I definitely feel better when it's nice and sunny out.
Well, that's good. What else we got going on here that we should be aware of at the shop?
Let's see. Lots of foot traffic starting to come in. Sunny days bring a lot more people in as well. Seems like decks and porches and things like that are really on people's minds. I think everybody is ready to get out of the house and start some of their outside stuff. You know, I talked with a couple today, and they're thinking about doing a whole composite deck with a nice white PVC vinyl railing around it. So they came in to check out samples and lead times and availability. And, you know, that's definitely something that you're going to want to plan for. If it's something that you want special ordered, you know, give yourself a couple extra weeks to figure it out. Don't just plan on, you know, walking in and settling on something and being able to leave with it that day, because obviously we have access to so many things that we can't stock them all, and everyone has a little bit different style, different flavor. So definitely come in and talk to one of the guys in contractor sales or up front, and we can point you in the right direction.
Kyle, some of those outdoor projects you're talking about, do you advise people kind of get involved and do those right away, or do you advise to get the stuff and then wait for, you know, the assurance that no more bad weather is coming? Because I can't imagine it real fun to start to put together a porch and then 2 weeks later have 2 feet of snow out there.
Yeah, I mean, you could start now. I wouldn't suggest it. There's just too many variables still. I mean, we don't have to worry about a lot of frost in the ground, but we still have mud season. And anytime that you're doing any kind of footings or anything, you're going to make sure that you have those really solid, whether you pour your own concrete footings or whether you get like the 5 foot precast concrete piers that we stock to build off of. You know, now I would say it's kind of more the planning phase. Cross your T's, dot your I's, figure out what you want to do and incorporate a game plan, so that in a month or two you can actually execute it.
Then it's going to be time. Soon enough, it's going to be time for all of our favorite, you know, lawn bags, you know, lawn mower repairs, gas and oil for the mower. There's going to be a lot of kind of landscaping type stuff to do around people's houses and properties, and I'm sure Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber has us covered on that end too.
Absolutely. Yes, we do. And another thing I just want to remind people is that it is getting a little bit more difficult as far as deliveries go, just because a lot of towns are starting to post their roads. So we do have to call up and get permission for some of our bigger trucks to go on those roads. So just keep that in mind if you're on like a back dirt road or anything like that.
Kyle, appreciate you as always. We'll catch up next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. 452 on DEV. Back to the newsroom next.